This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. In these extraordinary times, we're doing our best to stay positive and peaceful. Right now, it feels good to embrace the familiar and things that make us feel comforted. So we're happy to welcome Things to Do curator Tanya Pendleton, who is here with us this week to talk about some virtual activities going on. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Hopefully, I am here to bring some comfort. Baseball opening day was due to start on March 27th this year, but unfortunately that's been postponed due to the coronavirus. But I do have some good news for Major League fans. You can watch the sport's greatest games at the Major League Baseball's Classic Games YouTube channel. They're free, and you can watch the games in their entirety.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if
I'm there. Peanuts and Cracker Jack or not.
I'd love a hot dog or a soft pretzel. But you know, you can make Philly-style soft pretzels right in your own kitchen. We'll put that recipe on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
It does seem we're all doing a lot of cooking lately.
Ah, Jennifer, yes, we are. And the Food Network wants to help you with that. Starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday, they're running a quarantine marathon with some of their most popular personalities, including the pioneer woman, Ree Drummond, Katie Lee of The Kitchen, and Sandwich King, Jeff Morrow. They're all shooting from their homes, and then they're going to have a virtual happy hour.
Happy hours can be a lot of fun, you know, even at a distance.
I agree with you there. And that's not the only happy hour we can recommend. If you love Longwood Gardens, you can while away a few happy hours with their virtual offerings. You can tour the gardens, take online classes, get activities for the kids, and find out their 2020 book selections for the community read.
All right. Food, flowers, sports. What else is on your list?
The Pennsylvania Ballet. They host an annual event called Party on the Stage that was supposed to be held in May. But this year's party will go on, virtually. On Saturday, April 25th at 7:30, they're having a virtual dance party with two of the ballet's top dancers, and you can attend for free, although there is a suggested donation.
Are they doing this via Zoom?
Yes, on the Zoom app, which I'm sure many of you are intimately familiar with by now. And if you're not familiar with it, it's an easy download to your phone or computer. It's basically a conference call with video.
Yeah, we've been using it quite a bit.
Yeah, and while we're on the subject of movement, the Philadelphia School of Circus Arts is holding online classes for adults and kids. And this week, they share their Hot 10 list of the best circus movies. They've got some good ones in there.
Well, that sounds like fun. And you know what? We need those workouts to keep us in good spirits and keep us in good shape and keep all that cooking from catching up with us.
I mean, we got to work on that. Got to get out there and exercise and work on that cooking. But
Well, thanks for these ideas. And you'll let us know where to go for more.
WHYY.org/things-to-do, where we will also tell you how to visit Delaware's beaches, virtually, of course. Until next time, be safe out there, Jennifer.
You too, Tanya.